a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Pull it, pull it, pull it.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Live from the middle of America in the middle of the freaking night. Welcome aboard. It's Thursday night's edition of the Midnight Rider. My name's Mike Chambers. How are you? November 15th, 2007. A week from today is Thanksgiving. Can you believe this? I mean, this is literally just the month just blowing by. And a week from now, Thanksgiving is we'll all sit down and sup together and give thanks for what we have and enjoy hopefully some family and stuff. And I'm looking forward. My sister's coming in from Chicago. And plus I'll get to play with the grandkids and that kind of stuff. So I'm looking forward to next Thursday. That's going to be a dandy time. Dandy time for sure. But, man, the month just literally careening by. I cannot believe it how fast this is going by. And then they say as you get older, the time goes faster. And I guess that's the case too. And but there you go. All right, tonight on the program, it's gonna be kind of semi news and semi you rant. I know there's a lot of people who want to talk about this Liberty Dollar thing, where the Liberty Dollar offices in Evansville, Indiana today were raided by the federal government in. And based on the seizure warrant and the fact that Liberty Dollar has pending litigation against the Treasury Department, this looks like nothing but, in my opinion, retaliation against them. The more I look into this, and that, and the fact here you have a currency that people have created that works. It has some backing, in other words, confidence, and you've got a dollar that is nearly brain dead. You know, for lack of a better term. I mean, they're just waiting to pull the plug as it continues to drop. So we're going to talk about that and anything else you want to talk about tonight on the program. We'll get other news as well, including a number of Americans going hungry at night. And the number's going up. You've got people around the country now are worrying about being homeless. And this the economy in this country is going south. People can come out and talk on television all day long and say how great it is and the underpinnings of the economy are wonderful. But the bottom's dropping. They're estimating that this subprime housing slump from all these subprime loans that have gone into foreclosure is going to be anywhere between $300 and $400 billion. And I mean, that's going to hit all facets of the economy, and it already is. So the dollar is dumping. You've got over $1 trillion in what they call toxic debt, and this is extending to banks all over the world. We'll get into all of that good stuff. Your calls, you want to rant tonight? You get 3 minutes, and if you're good at it, hey, you get an extra two. The number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313. It's you rant, I rant night. Right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perculite filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Midnight Rider. Glad you are with us. It is Mouseketeer roll call time as we check and find out who's in the chat rooms. And two chat rooms are running concurrently during the program. The first one is the RepublicBroadcasting.org chat room at RepublicBroadcasting.org. Right there on the front page, just click the link that says chat and pick a name and a password, and you are in like Flynn. And then at the Midnight Rider Show chat room, which is still linked up to, through TrueNet Radio, there's been a software change on that chat, and it's not linked up yet to the Midnight Rider Show. So you can go to truthnetradio.com and click the chat link there, and you're in. And just pick a name and go. But in the RBN chat room tonight, we have Catherine, as always, Fresh, Jack Spratt, Chris, OIA, Rob, and Techie. And then over in the Midnight Rider Show chat room, we've got Ozzy Triple J, who's starting to become a regular fixture late at night, Calvin, Dallister, Doug, Fates Webb, Mac Daddy, James, Josh, K Barker MT, Kisa, Chris, Lee, Lucas, Michael, Mike CTW, Nuck, Only STL, Orly, Rob, Robin Banks, the Double O Viper, and Toss the Kitty. All participating in the chat tonight. Glad you're there, and glad you're with us. If you'd like to comment about the show, you got ideas or suggestions, and no, I have not gotten to the website yet to do updates on it. This has been a really crazy week, getting back into the flow of all this. I went back to the doctor today to get the thing looked at and rewrapped. Think legs looking good. They were pleased with the progress, and so am I. But there's still more to go, and so I've got follow-ups and that kind of stuff to go on that. But I'm getting around fine, and they say walk. Do as much of it as you can. And so I'm attempting to do just that, to keep the leg moving and that kind of thing, which actually helps reduce the swelling and all that good stuff. And but if you'd like to contact us about the program, you got guest ideas, news tips. We use a lot of stuff from the email that we get. And that email address is mike@midnightwritershow.com. That's mike@midnightwritershow.com. And more than happy to listen to your comments and your suggestions as well. That means a big, big deal to hear that you're out there. I want to say hello to everybody listening on low-power FM stations across the Fruited Plain. And all you micro-broadcast operators out there who operate these stations and keep them up and the message of the truth pouring out. You know, I continue to hear stories from people that they're going to put them up. And hopefully, you know, we can make this happen. I was talking to an old micro guy the other night who came up with the idea. I was maybe coming up with a certain day, maybe, you know, a few months out or a few weeks out, where we have 500 stations go up in one day. Well, that would be really cool. So it might be something that we think about and, you know, and get all the good resources and everything together so people can look into that and dig into that. I think that would be a dandy thing. Speaking of big days, we got December the 16th coming up. This Tea Party 07 and teaparty07.com. Trevor Lyman, the same guy who came up with this November 5th, is back at it again. And he said, December the 16th, teaparty07.com, it commemorates the Boston Tea Party. And instead of us tossing tea overboard, we're going to toss money into Ron Paul's campaign. And he again is asking for, this time, 100,000 people. To donate, to pledge to donate $100 to Ron Paul's campaign on the 16th of December, and hoping for $10 million. I mean, look at the press that's gotten him so far with the $4 million. I mean, they can't deny him his status up front. And his poll numbers are picking up. Zogby says he may get anywhere from 10 to 15% in New Hampshire. People are starting to think in Iowa he may have a shot at maybe the third place spot in Iowa, and we've still got time to go. He went to an event in Iowa here recently where they had planned on 100 people being there, 700 showing up. And this is happening all over the country everywhere he goes because the message is plain, it's simple, it's easy to understand. When he speaks, he doesn't use a bunch of gobbledygook. And, you know, and try to impress you with his intellect, he just lays it out, talks about the problems and provides some solutions, and nobody else is doing that. Ooh, amazing. That's pretty simple. Pretty darn simple that he's been successful. And they still do not know what to do with this guy. But they can't ignore him, and the RNC has not ignored him. Because they've already been inviting their people, people for Ron Paul's campaign to for fundraising meetings and stuff. So, I mean, this guy's a definite force and is going to have to be reckoned with one way or the other. But these other four guys, you know, they're considered in the top tier. And I guess if you throw Mike Huckabee in there as well, who's expected to do well in Iowa, you know, there's not much really to offer. Fred Thompson really doesn't appear like he wants to be there. It's like, okay, I learned my lines. Let's go. We're going to fill up the truck and drive around a little bit. Giuliani, his buddy Bernard Carrick's about to go to, is in deep trouble. I've come to find out Bernard Carrick took $75,000 in royalty payments for a book about 9/11, where the proceeds for the book were supposed to go to victims and their families and first responders. And Bernard Carrick, a former police commissioner of New York City and former candidate to be the head of Homeland Security, pocketed $75,000. So, Rudy keeps some really good company, doesn't he? Yeah, he does. That and the fact that he's got a pedophile priest in his consulting his campaign. There's something dandy for you. yeah. I mean, it just doesn't end. It doesn't end whatsoever. All right, into this raid today on the Liberty Dollar offices. The email went out from Bernard von Nothaus, who's the creator of the Liberty Dollar. And he says, "Dear Liberty Dollar supporters, I sincerely regret to inform you that about 8 this morning, a dozen FBI and Secret Service agents raided the Liberty Dollar office in Evansville, Indiana. For approximately 6 hours, they took all the gold, all the silver, all the platinum, and almost 2 tons of Ron Paul dollars that were just delivered last Friday. They also took all the files and computers and froze our bank accounts. We have no money. We have no products. We have no records to even know what was ordered or what you are owed. We have nothing but the will to push forward and overcome this massive assault on our liberty and our right to have real money as defined by the U.S. Constitution. We should not be defrauded by the fake government money. But to make matters worse, all the gold and silver that backs up the paper certificates and digital currency held in the vault at Sunshine Mint has also been confiscated. Even the dyes for many of the gold and silver liberties have been taken. All this has happened even though Edmund C. Moy, the director of the U.S. Mint, acknowledged in a letter to a U.S. senator that the paper certificates did not violate Section 486 and were not illegal. But the FBI and Secret Service took all the paper currency, too. The possibility of such action was the reason the Liberty Dollar was designed so that the vast majority of the money was in specie form and in the people's hands. Of the 20 million Liberty Dollars, only about a million is in paper or digital form. I regret that if you do an order, it may be some time before until it is filled. It now all depends on our actions. Everyone who has an unfulfilled order or has digital or paper currency should band together for a class action lawsuit and demand redemption. We cannot allow the government to steal our money. Please don't let this happen. Many of you read the articles quoting the government and Federal Reserve officials saying the Liberty Dollar was legal. You did nothing wrong. You were legally entitled to your property. Let us use this terrible act to band together and further our goal to return America to a value-based currency. Please forward this important alert so everyone who possesses or uses the Liberty Dollar is aware of the situation." And it goes, it tells folks that if they want to sign up for the class action lawsuit, they can go to libertydollar.org /class action. /index.php or just libertydollar.org/class action will get you there. As well inside Bernard von Nothaus, monetary architect, Liberty Dollar, Evansville, Indiana. So they go in and they basically loot the place. And in essence, what they've done is they've gotten a federal judge that allowed a warrant to be signed to, in a sense, commit armed robbery. We'll talk some more about it on the other side. You want to join us, 800-313-9255. 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443. Back in just a minute.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
It's a combination of you rant and I rant tonight. So if you got something in your mind, something you want to get off your chest, something that's just been weighing heavy on you, that's got you madder than hell, pick up the phone, dial in, calmly say hello to Manny. He'll put you on hold, and you will be ranting quite soon. You get 3 minutes. And if you're good at it, you get an extra two. And I reserve the right to ask questions during the rant. I try to stay quiet usually, unless there's a question that comes up that I find intriguing and want to ask. And you know, to add to the conversation, you know. But that is there. What basically the seizure warrant is accusing the Liberty Dollar folks of mail fraud and money laundering. Now, how in the heck can you launder money based on coins that you made that don't even look whatsoever like like a dollar or a quarter? Sizes are different. The denomination's different. I mean the coin's got the value listed on it. And it ain't a quarter. Like $5, $20. And this in the end is you know, here the folks at Liberty Dollar have pending litigation with the federal government regarding a number of these issues that they've had. You know, you've got people at the Mint say, hey, this stuff's okay. Nowhere does it say that it's legal U.S. tender. It should be fine. I mean, what are we going to do next? Go bust the Franklin Mint? Give us all your plates. Just drives me crazy. John in Iowa, welcome to the program. You're on.
Good evening, sir. I'm just kind of curious as to, you know, what is acceptable? I mean, you know, what are they going to leave us alone on? You know, just in short, where do they get off doing this?
That's a good question. I mean, they don't want any type of other currency flowing whatsoever. No other means of trade. I mean, I'm sure they'll ban barter at some point in time. That if you're caught trading goods with somebody, they're going to take you to jail. Oh my gosh, because you didn't pay sales tax on your barter exercise.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I mean, are they just going to sit here and police everything of potential value and say you have no right to place any kind of given value on anything unless we say so?
That from what happened today, that certainly appears to be the case. I mean, that would, you know, that's what they did. Essentially, they got a federal judge, convinced him that the Liberty Dollar folks were violating the law, and in essence, this federal judge gave them permission to commit armed robbery. I mean, they went in and robbed the place.
Yeah, I know this has been asked before, but where's the line in the sand that we're going to draw?
That's a good question. I mean, where when's enough enough?
I mean, I know for a fact our founding fathers would not have tolerated this, and they didn't.
They revolted over a tax of 10%.
Yeah.
And we're sitting here. There's, you know, people who willingly know that the tax law doesn't exist, but still pay it because they don't want the wolf at the door with the guns to take everything. But hey, you keep feeding the beast. I mean, there comes a point in time that if we want to make changes, we got to put these people on a diet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where people's line in the sand is going to be. What I'm afraid of, John, is that their line in the sand is going to be when people are hungry and they're standing in lines. That's when people are going to get upset. That's when people are going to get mad. Because then their lives truly are changed. Right now, they can rationalize a lot of things away, you know, about the extra cost of goods. Well, we'll just have to cut back here a little bit. We can't go to the lake this week. Oh, but hey, there's a great ball game on, so we'll be just fine.
But it's kind of dysfunctional, isn't it, that the you know, common man's ability to rationalize, you know, just wrong things.
Well, it's what we've been conditioned. We've been conditioned to exist in the realities that they create, and they continually create and form new realities, and we just mesh right into it. We're just you know, happy little rats running in a maze.
Well, you know.
Every time you think you found the way to the end of the maze, they change the maze around.
It's starting to sound like a cop out, though. You know, there's a point where we've got to just say, you know, we're responsible, and you know, today's the day. You know,
exactly. Yeah, I agree with you, and that time's coming. I think a lot of people want to wait and see how far Ron Paul gets. John, I appreciate the call.
Have a good evening, sir.
Too, thanks. You know, I don't. You know, I sure would hate to see guns blazing, but you have to have stuff not. Back and just get up with more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Rider. Glad you're with us here on this Thursday night. It's You Rant. I rant. We all rant. you know, where do we draw the line? And I think that's a question that has to be asked. Where do we draw the line? You know, how far is too far? I mean, what else are they going to take from us? We've got H.R. 1955, which is now Senate Bill 1959, worming its way through Congress, that's going to be signed into law by a literally orgasmic George Bush. and I don't mean to be crude with the language, but that's about the best term I can use, because he's going to be so freaking excited to have this, where we get to have little McCarthy-like commissions that decide whether or not you and I are terrorists because we think that things should be different. We've got people on the mainstream media, Glenn Beck, Bill O'Reilly, these people that speak to millions a night, talking about how the fact that we disagree with the government makes us terrorists. They're already working. I mean, this is all working hand in hand together to try to paint you and I as the evil, when all we want is the government put back the way it's supposed to be. And it ran according to the law and the Constitution. That ain't hard. Now, if that's dissident behavior, then I guess, okay, that's dissident behavior. But I'm sick to death of people like Beck who want to sit and sensationalize it when it's us sticking our necks out while he's sitting there drawing his nice big fat cat salary, pretending to be concerned about things like the border. It's open. Well, hey, it's an issue that resonates. So he talks about it and people tune in. Hey, great job, Glenn. There you go. Now you got these people who've been raided. Firearms manufacturer that was raided, they were in violation of no law, still in violation of no law. Same thing with the Liberty Dollar folks. I said this earlier today, you can beat the rap, but you can't beat the ride. And the ride is what they use to deplete you of resources, just like what they've done with the Liberty Dollar folks. They've taken all their money. They've frozen all of their bank accounts. They've taken all their information. They can't do business. They can't contact customers and say, I'm sorry, we can't get you your order. In other words, the federal government left a bunch of people twisting in the wind and then took their money, stole their money. Probably having one hell of a party tonight. It's maddening, and I mean, and John in Iowa is right. Where do we draw the line in the sand? When's enough enough? I mean, I know a lot of people want to see what happens with Ron Paul, and I'm one of them. I want to see how far this will go, to see if there is a chance. If in the meantime we can get micros up and we can get information out on a large scale. Because, folks, I'm tired of talking to the choir. I want to start talking to some people that want answers, that are seeking, finding the truth. And I know we've got new people coming in all the time. And people are at so many different levels of education and knowledge. And I take my job very seriously in trying to educate people. But, you know, we just can't sit around any longer and wait for them to come get us. I mean, legislatively, either through legislation through Congress or through the courts or through by executive fiat through regulations, through the number of agencies and departments in the federal government, they are essentially have control of every piece of our lives. Every piece. Hate crimes bill made its way through Congress. May or may not get signed by Bush. We need to get on the conferees in the House Senate conference committees to tell them you need to send this baby bye bye. To let it just kind of die. I mean, how many of the freedoms that are granted to us by the Creator are we going to allow to be trampled on? 800-313-9443. If you want to join us, it's you rant, I rant, we all rant tonight. Are you mad? I mean, they go in and take out another business. And these people aren't engaging in mail fraud and money laundering. They simply made a coin. People can choose to buy it, or people can choose to get certificates that are backed by gold and silver. And that's money laundering, and it's mail fraud. And people can choose to either collect the coins, or they can use them as something to barter with. Nowhere have they ever claimed that their coins were legal U.S. tender. Never. I mean, they've been in a dialogue with the Treasury Department for years. You've got the Mint saying, hey, their stuff's okay, no problem. And then along comes 2003. Well, they're printing money, and only we get to print the money. Well, hey, look, if I want to trade in paper clips, I'm going to trade in paper clips. How are you going to stop me? If your money is only a perceived value, then why can't I put a value to each paper clip? Why not? Oh, that's right, because you're the government and you're allowed to counterfeit and you're allowed to break the law instead of enforcing the law and following the rules. Bob in Tennessee, welcome to the program. You're on. Hello, Bob.
It's back by nothing.
Say that again. I didn't hear the first part of it.
We're held hostage for any kind of commerce in this country to use their fiat currency. It's backed by nothing. And
right.
We have no choice in that. But
what if I've got a coin that's pretty and I paid for it and it's silver and it's wonderful and you got something that I want.
Yeah.
And I say, well, I'll give you this pretty dandy little coin as payment for that.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever.
No, I don't care if it's a rock. If I'm willing to accept that as payment for what you want to buy for me and I feel like it's a value enough, that's nobody's business but mine and yours.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, spot on, bingo. I mean, that's where it all rests, and John in Iowa brings it up. How far into our lives are we going to allow these people? I mean, what point's it going to
be? Now as they can go. I mean, I heard today where they're threatening to put some people in Georgia in jail if they don't come to court and bring their kids and let them give them vaccines on the spot.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, submit or else, when there's no law saying that they have to have a vaccine.
Right.
It's another scam that the government pulls on people, whether it's taxes or it's the vaccine. It's just one scam after the next, after the next, after the next. And people do it because somebody who seems official told them that they had to.
You asked where to go, where do we draw the line? I mean, the line should have been drawn a long time ago. But we're at the point now to where our country is, or whoever's running the show, they've got such a force now with all the foreign troops, even in our own military, foreign troops, and with all the mercenary forces they've got through the UN and these other organizations at their disposal, it'll be worse than a war of aggression was ever, because we don't have anywhere near a level playing field now. And if it ever come to bloodshed, if it ever came to that, we're so far outgunned now, it would be bad. I mean, we would lose. A lot of people would die. I wouldn't want to see my family go through what they call the Civil War. I never knew where they came up with a word like Civil War. What was civil about? It was a war of aggression.
Right.
I
mean, you had a group of states that said, hey, we no longer want to participate because the conditions aren't good, are not beneficial to us. We're going to back on out now. And you got somebody like Lincoln who says, well, I'm sorry, but you can't leave.
Well, Lincoln was a puppet. We all know that.
Yeah.
But, you know, what I'm saying, what I'm trying to get at is, at that period in time in the history of our country, we had a, you know, let's just take, for instance, the type of weaponry that was used. That was before the technological breakthroughs of today, where their government and they has got weapons that are far superior to what the average homeowner has.
Oh, sure.
And with the technology they have today and the way they've outlawed the average person because they're so afraid of the citizenry, you know, they're the people that work for us, but they're scared to death of us. We have nothing that can compare to what we would be facing. Compared to the time of the Civil War, outlawed to where the average person can't own anything close to what they own. You can't own an automatic weapon unless you got a Class 3 driver's license, and they're few and far between. And most people wouldn't go out through all the trouble to do it to own an automatic firearm. I would.
Sure. No, I mean, yeah, why mess with all that? Because
you're
the first house they're going to stop at.
You know, I never thought in my lifetime that I would ever see anything like what we're talking about. But the way things have escalated since 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings and all the stuff that's been enacted and all the freedoms that have been taken away from us just in that short period of time, I won't be surprised if I don't see it in my lifetime.
And look at what just has happened in the last year, Military Commissions Act. And Defense Reauthorization Act of 2006 that basically has taken a person's right to a fair trial away. And I mean, they can be labeled an enemy combatant just for saying no.
Well, you know, I don't know the exact quote, but there's a quote: "The Tree of Liberty has to be watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants," or something like that.
Thomas Jefferson.
No truer words are ever spoken. I mean, you just look through history, and people like to think, you know, look at our country, and it's not been here this long. It to get as corrupt as it has with what we started out with, and it to be raped and twisted and turned around and As much as it has in the short period of our country, it could happen. You know, but people don't realize how fragile it is. We're all guilty for taking it for granted. I know why.
Right. Yeah. And Bob, it's like a garden; it's got to be tended to. If it doesn't, it becomes overgrown, and that's what's happened here.
Even in our county commissions, in my area, are getting so corrupt, they're just a mirror image of our federal government.
Sure.
And those are our local people. We can't even control our local government. How are we going to control the federal government?
That's a good point, Bob. I appreciate the call. Thanks for calling and being a part of the program.
Huh?
I guess he's gone. Oh, appreciate it. Okay. I didn't catch it. Connection was kind of bad. Thank you, Manny. I mean, we've got government corrupted at so many levels. And I mean, look at how many people, I was talking on my afternoon program today. We were talking about some Homeland Security money that's being doled out. And people here in the state of Oklahoma, in the state legislature, are upset because we don't get as much. And here are these state legislators who willingly ceded the rights of the states away for some baubles and trinkets and some money flowing from the top. I mean, this has been a perfectly well-oiled little scam that has been perpetrated on all of us. It literally just makes you want to tear your hair out because, I mean, you're thinking, how can people be this dumb? How can people be this sleep? And I don't disparage anyone. I understand because I've been there. I mean, I thought I was a pretty informed guy. I watched the news every night, kept up with the politics, thought it was Democrats and Republicans, and then one day the scales come off the eyes, and you start to see things very clearly. There's a lot of people that just will not take the scales off the eyes. They're too conditioned. They can't leave it. Because the truth's too hard to bear that they've been lied to and that they've been robbed to, and so much of the work that they've done all of their lives has been for naught. Money people pay in taxes doesn't go to fund the federal government. It goes to pay on a bunch of debt that people in Congress and presidents have not been able to live within the means of what comes into the government. So instead they create more money, which makes the money worth less, causes the cost of goods to go higher. And who gets the shaft in the end? Not only do we pay them for the pleasure, we pay higher prices for the goods we buy on the other end. Back in a minute with more. 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Since I'm playing second fiddle in the We all rant night. Kind of like ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Stuff just makes me mad. I blow a gasket mad that we will, we've got a government that will authorize armed robbery. Going to take away somebody's method of making a living when they've got a litigation going against the government, and the very government comes in and says, oh, well, you're doing something criminal. We're going to take this away. Now fight us. The thuggery's got to stop. You know, I hearken back to the night Ed and Elaine Brown were arrested. Ed made phone calls to people. Said he thought something was going to go down. He did this 2 or 3 hours before it happened. Where were the people? Where were the people who said that they would go? Were calls made out to say, hey, something's going to go down there tonight. We need people over there. I mean, are we that afraid of jail? And I mean, that's the case. You know, folks like Danny Riley and Reno Gonzalez and Robert Wolf and Jason Gerhardt are sitting in jail for nothing. What kind of a price are we willing to pay? Because to say that we've drawn a line in the sand, we at some point have got to say, well, okay, this is what's going to happen. This is what I'm prepared to do. This is how far I'm prepared to go. Yeah. So I say, now, if you don't, and you continue to back up and back up and back up and back up, and they know we're a sleeping giant, that if Americans woke up in mass, there's nothing they could do to stop it. So all they can do is to try to paint me and you as terrorists, as anarchists, communists, every name under the sun, kooks, liberals, tinfoil hat wearing loonies. They're calling us everything under the sun, labeling Ron Paul a terrorist. All because November 5th, because it was out of the movie V for Vendetta. I'll guarantee you that before V for Vendetta came out, 99.999% of the population didn't even know about Guy Fawkes. But hey, the movie resonated with a lot of people in the freedom movement, and it sounded good. Remember the 5th of November. It was a catchy phrase. Boom. Where $4 million gets raised. And that's labeled as terrorism. Nearly 40,000 people, hardworking people who punch a clock 9 to 5, gave an average of $98 a piece. And they're terrorists. You tell me. All right, back in a minute with more. Hour one is done. This is the Midnight Rider, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.